The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. I'm your host, Michael Bass, fourth generation of Friedland Industries in Lansing. Let's get started. If you happened to stop by Old Town Lansing this past weekend, you would have come across 17 whimsical metal sculptures in Lot 56, which is the parking lot where Grand River meets Turner Street. Every year, for the past 6 years, teams of artists, welders, and fabricators have come together to participate in a competition called Scrapfest, of which Friedland is the host and signature sponsor. The teams have 1 hour to pick up to 500 pounds of metal out of our processing plant and then get 2 weeks to make a sculpture. The resulting sculptures range from the practical, like benches and fire pits, to the fantastic, a man playing the fiddle when the wind blows through a windmill, or a finely detailed pirate ship with carefully formed sheets of metal that look like moving water. Some of the teams go into Scrapfest with an idea in mind, deciding what type of scrap to look for before they enter our facility on collection day. Other teams decide to let the scrap speak to them, coming up with ideas on the fly as they see the various scrap materials. Every year, the teams outdo themselves in the caliber of their artwork. The most amazing part for me, though, is seeing what the artists collect on collection day, and then seeing what it becomes only 2 weeks later. The idea that the scrap they use would have ultimately been recycled anyway, and then to see another avenue it can take in the form of art is truly magical. The next time you stroll through Old Town, see if you can spot some of these charming pieces of art. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. To learn more, go to friedlandindustries.com. That's FRIEDLAND industries.com.